Welcome to Planetary Radio. I'm Matt Kaplan of the Planetary Society. In a moment, we'll go to Southern California Public Radio's Crawford Family Forum. That's where a capacity crowd gathered with us for a wonderful evening of music and conversation. We only have time for a few excerpts here. There is nearly an extra hour on the show page that you can reach from planetary.org/radio. We've also got the complete webcast there, including Emily Lakdawalla, with just a few of her favorite images of the solar system. Next week, it's back to pure science with water on the moon. Enjoy. Welcome to a very special Planetary Radio Live, unlike anything we've done before. Now, sure, we've had live music on the show, but this time, the music, and you're hearing a little sample of it right now, will be at the galactic center of our attention when Bill Nye and I welcome folk singer Peter Mayer to the stage. Later, I'll be joined by Bruce Betts for yet another edition of What's Up with a live version of the Space Trivia Contest. Now, it's my great pleasure to welcome my friend and boss to the stage. Please help me greet the CEO of the Planetary Society, Bill Nye, the Science Guy.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you, Matt.
So thanks for joining us once again up here.
Oh, no. It is I who must thank you.
So I said the passion, beauty, and joy, which, of course, is a phrase I stole from you.
Let's say make use of.
Borrowed.
PB&J. Passion, beauty, and joy.
How important to science is a sense of wonder?
Oh, it's not important at all, Matt. No, I kid because I love. No, I claim that our ancestors who did not have used the term sense of wonder, who did not have curiosity, who did not wonder about their environment, they got outcompeted by other tribes of ancestors that did. I don't think that's really an extraordinary claim, but it's something to think about. If we find evidence of life on another world in our lifetime, it will absolutely change this world. It will change the way everybody thinks about everything. It'll be like Copernicus or Galileo. It would change everything. And it's a very exciting thing to be a part of. And everybody, I remind you, the Planetary Society supports this work, but it's the cost of one fancy cup of coffee every 10 years per taxpayer. I mean, this is a worthy endeavor that might change the world. So the sense of wonder is very important for the romance, the passion, but I claim it's very important for our survival.
So that's not a bad combination, passion, beauty, joy, and survival.
Oh, yeah, and survival.
We're going to mostly focus on the first three of those this evening because of our special guest. And if I had thought of it to ask Emily to include one more image, it might have been that famous image of what Carl Sagan christened the pale blue dot, that image.
Well, it was there, Matt. That image was there in that mosaic.
In that mosaic, yeah. Because that is going to be ideal for the context that we're going to be covering this evening with our guests. Let me read to you from Peter Mayer's website, only slightly paraphrased. Peter writes songs for a small planet, songs about interconnectedness and the human journey, about the beauty and the mystery of the world, nature, and the cosmos. Often whimsical, humorous, and profound, his music breaks the boundaries of folk and transcends to a realm beyond the everyday love song, to a place of wonder at the very fact of life itself. He began playing the guitar and writing songs while in high school. He studied theology and music in college and then spent 2 years in seminary. After deciding that the priesthood wasn't for him, he took a part-time job as a church music director for 8 years, performed at clubs and colleges, wrote lots of music. 18 years ago, he quit that job and started touring full-time. Since then, Peter has gained a largely word-of-mouth following, playing shows from Minnesota to Texas, New England to California. He's made 9 CDs and has independently sold over 70,000 of them. There's one of them right there, one of my favorites, Heaven Below. I just want to read you one quote. There are many on his website, what somebody had to say about him. I'm a huge Peter Mayer fan, but only when I don't feel like killing him for being so good. I love Peter's work, though it irritates me that he plays so much better than I do. If I rocked half as hard as Peter does, I'd own the world by now. That was singer-songwriter Janice Ian. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Peter Mayer.
Thank you. Boy, the pressure's on now, isn't it? I'm standing on a planet, breathing in the atmosphere. Waves vibrating in the air are beating on my ears. Invisible forces are holding me down. I am spinning faster than the speed of sound. I'm being bombarded by electromagnetic beams. Flying through my body, shining red and blue and green. 100 billion signals are racing through my brain. Guess it must be just another ordinary day. I live in 11 dimensions, 7 more than I can see. Matter equals light, and I'm made of energy. It's all expanding from one microscopic grain. Guess it must be just another ordinary day. An ordinary day for me and Captain Kirk. Every fact is so absurd in this science fiction world. An ordinary day in the merry land of Oz. The psychedelic mind of God. The phantasmic universe. There's a giant black hole in the center of the galaxy. There's a blueprint of my bones in every single cell of me. And everything with weight is warping time and space. Guess it must be just another ordinary day. An ordinary day. For Mad Hatters having tea, Oompa Loompas making sweets in this Willy Wonky alley. An ordinary day for alarm clocks that beep, shake me from my sleep so I can wake up in this. Another ordinary day. Hey, just another ordinary day. Hey, just another ordinary day. Just another ordinary day. Just another ordinary day.
Wow. Thank you. There's your sense of wonder, Matt.
I'll say. I'm not sure that I know of any other song that crams in so many basic principles of physics, biology, and so on. Pete, thanks so much for being here, first of all.
It's a great honor, and I'm a little bit nervous because what if some of those facts are wrong?
Well, you had 11 dimensions. There's some people that want to go with 9.
Yeah.
But it's more than you can sort of get.
So that was such a great way to start, and we've got lots more coming. And we'll try and keep the gab here to the minimum so we do keep the focus on the music. So many of your songs have within them this theme, which is kind of central to that tune, which is how easy it is to lose sight of the miracle that is kind of in every atom around us. I don't want to sound like I'm stoned here looking at the universe in my thumbnail, but still, I mean, that's really what that is about, isn't it?
Well, yes, I think so, and I know that for myself, I've been so affected by science and by scientists, and it's interesting. You talked about my background in theology, but I didn't really. It was really after my theological studies that I really set out on this sort of course of reading to try and discover, you know, what is the world about? You know, what is the nature of things? And I just found it incredibly inspiring and at a very deep level.
This next tune that I think you're going to play is the first one that I heard by you, and it was when I thought, I got to get this guy on the radio.
Well, thank you, Matt. Yeah, this is really, that was a good way to lead into this song, because...
That's his job.
Well, good job. Good job, Matt.
Thank you.
The sun once went around the earth according to the Holy Church, which helped to reassure people that they were the center of the universe. One day His Holiness the Pope met a man with a telescope and said, "Hey, Mr. Galilei, what does your spyglass say?" And the scientist spoke. He said, "It's really quite amazing. Entirely life-changing. So let me ask before I show you, do you really want to know? Oh, do you really want to know? Oh, Emma read the Bible for direction. She said she was a child of heaven and that the human race came from a higher place, from the angels descended. She wound up marrying her cousin. He was a thinker of a husband. Lost in thought, she'd find him. Say, Charlie, what you writing? Darwin looked up and said, it's really quite amazing. Entirely life-changing. So let me ask before I show you, do you really want to know? Oh, do you really want to know? Oh, do you really want to? Let knowledge like a breeze in through the door of your belief blow through the rooms and the corridors, knock cherished heirlooms to the floor. That wind can raise the roof sometimes and leave you blinking at the sky. So if you stare into this glass, beware that there's no going back. You'll say sunrise, but it will refuse. Instead, the earth itself will move and spin you round from dawn to dawn into the wonder of it. Oh.
pretty good, Peter. Wow. Man.
You've got something new for us. And is this something you're preparing to put into a new CD?
Yeah. Yep. This will go on the next record. This is called Human You. And I think it's worth mentioning that I was very inspired by Carl Sagan. And one of the things I remember him saying was something to the effect that we are star stuff contemplating the stars. And I love this dimension that science has told me about, this idea that human beings are this conscious agent of the Earth and of the universe, and really the only one, even though we hope we will find someday others like us, but the only ones we know of right now really that has a capacity to discover and celebrate the universe. And I think this is a profound and beautiful role that we have. This is a song that comes out of that way of thinking. In all of the thousand, thousand, thousand years that have passed, days that have gone by, and the countless astonishing things that have happened, like the first star to turn on a light in the sky, or like the sun being born, or the earth being formed, or the first twitch of life in the depths of the sea, or the very first flower to brighten the world, or the very first he, the very first she, there was no one to see it or say, oh my God, no one to laugh or to weep. And now only one can uncover the story and search through the clues. It is you, human you, human you. Of all the things made of atoms, the children of matter, the comets and quasars, the oceans and the stones, and the millions of creatures who have lived on this planet, who have walked through the ages and floated and flown, there was never among them a poser of questions, a painter of sunsets, a keeper of dreams, who could measure the days and the nights as they're passing, seek understanding, ask what life means. It's as if all of time were a song that has finally found ears, or as if the whole world for 4 billion years has been lying unconscious and is now coming to. In you, human you, human you. So in all of your hurries and your preoccupied worries about when your next meal or next paycheck will come, in your hopes and ambitions, your quest for possessions, your search for self-worth and for sex and for love, just remember that there is a deeper dimension, a wider communion of which you're a part. There's a whole universe that's evolving, unfolding, and you are its consciousness. You are its heart. Human, you are a mountain that now has just opened its eyes. You're the wandering earth. You're the wakening sky. You're a galaxy laughing and whistling a tune. That is you. Human, you. Human, you. You are a mountain that now has just opened its eyes. You're the wandering earth. You're the wakening sky. You're a galaxy laughing, whistling a tune. You, human,
You, human. You. You.
Peter Mayer, singer-songwriter. And Bill Nye, the CEO of the Planetary Society. I'll be right back with Bruce Betts in this week's edition of What's Up. This is Planetary Radio Live.
Hey, hey, Bill Nye here, CEO of the Planetary Society, speaking to you from PlanetFest 2012, the celebration of the Mars Science Laboratory rover Curiosity landing on the surface of Mars. This is taking us our next steps in following the water in the search for life to understand those two deep questions. Where did we come from, and are we alone? This is the most exciting thing that people do, and together we can advocate for planetary science and, dare I say it, change the world.
Hi, this is Emily Lakdawalla of the Planetary Society. We've spent the last year creating an informative, exciting, and beautiful new website. Your Place in Space is now open for business. You'll find a whole new look with lots of images, great stories, my popular blog, and new blogs from my colleagues and expert guests. And as the world becomes more social, we are too, giving you the opportunity to join in through Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and much more. It's all at planetary.org. I hope you'll check it out.
Welcome back to Planetary Radio Live, where it's time for What's Up. Here is the Planetary Society's Director of Projects, Bruce Betts. Welcome.
Hi, Matt. Good to be here.
I hope you had a good time. Great music.
I have. It's been very nice.
I don't know if this is what's moved you, if this is what turned you into an astronomer and a planetary scientist, but you probably just did it for the money.
It's the fame.
Well, you're getting there. You're
it was the
there.
Hope that someday I'd be on a stage with Matt Kaplan. It's like a dream come true, man.
I can't. I love you, man. All right, what's up?
So, In the Night Sky, you can check it out this evening if we get out of here fairly soon. You can check out Venus, low in the west. Looking like a super bright star, and that'll be up for the next couple months. Looking fabulous. We've got Saturn up in the evening sky, high in the south, and looking yellowish, and that'll also be up for the coming months, so it'll be good. We move on to this week in space history. We reflect somberly back. 1971, the crew of Soyuz 11 perished during reentry. But on a happier note, we move on to something I'd like help from the audience. As always, those of you who have been here before know the trick. I want you to help me say, random space fact. So on the count of three. One, two, three.
Random space fact.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Very nice.
On Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, the camera is a telescope. It is a half-meter diameter telescope, the largest ever sent to another planet, and takes those spy satellite type pictures of the surface of Mars. It's very cool.
Quite a scope. And in fact, we talked about it in last week's show with Matt Gollenbeck and how incredibly helpful it was in getting all those landers, all those rovers and other things down onto the surface.
It's getting both easier and more complicated as we go along. Yeah. There's better data, which means there's better data and more choices. I'm sure it'll be fine there. No, actually it won't. All right, we move on to the trivia contest. There's this thing called the James Webb Space Telescope coming in a few years. Who was James Webb?
Well, Bruce, I'll be happy to answer that for you as we drop out of our live show for just a moment. It was Jeff Kupp of Kirkwood, Missouri, who got the nod from random.org this week. Jeff correctly told us that James E. Webb was NASA's second administrator and ran the agency during much of the Apollo moon program. Congratulations, Jeff. You've won the last of the classic Planetary Radio t-shirts we'll be giving away on the show as we stock the shelves with the new design. Back now to Planetary Radio Live, where Bruce is about to give us the new space trivia question for you listeners at home.
Don't shout out the answer to this one. This is for the next contest. People enter on the web. I'll tell you how. Kind of relevant, I would say, to today's show. Got me thinking. When did the first guitar go into space and on what spaceship? Go to planetary.org/radio contest. Find out how to enter.
And you have until Monday, July 1 at 2 p.m. Pacific time to get us that answer. And was it a carbon fiber guitar? Probably not.
It did not have to be a carbon fiber guitar to qualify for this question.
All right, now the thing that everybody has stuck around for, and that is the live version of the Space Trivia Contest. So,
well, first, Matt, tell us, what are we giving away for those people
who
enter?
Oh, we are giving away the brand new, the second edition. This is the Planetary Radio T-shirt 2.0. So if you have a whole closet full of these from your past wins of the Space Trivia Contest, now's the time to get back into the contest.
Of course, it is beta testing, so...
Yeah, a couple have exploded, but no more than a couple.
It'll be fine. Just reboot. All right, we go on to the questions for the audience, and I will attempt to throw T-shirts to the people who successfully answer. So, just a very few days ago, we celebrated the 50th anniversary of the first woman in space. Who was that woman?
I think we're going right up here. Hi, sir, what's your name?
I am Jeff McKibben.
And who was that woman?
That was Sally Ride.
That is incorrect.
Oh, no. Incorrect. We're going to have to give somebody else a chance here. First American woman. There's your clue. That was Sally Ride.
Sally Ride was
we're
first
coming
American.
Right up over here. Hi,
it's been
sir.
30th anniversary.
It was a Russian lady. I don't remember exactly her name. It was like Salvatana something. She was put into one of those treatment capsules. She wasn't really exactly an astronaut, but she flew up and became world
she
famous
did okay.
in Russia.
Close enough?
No. Not
Let's
if we can get a name.
One. Hi, right back there, miss.
And the name is Valentina Tereshkova.
A winner.
That is correct.
Congratulations. All right, get ready right. for the shirt toss. Ooh, nicely done. Like a parachute opening on reentry.
Yeah, I planned it that way.
We're done.
All right, everybody. Go out there, look up the night sky, and think about spacecraft. And, let's just think about spacecraft. Thank you, and good night.
We do all the time. He's Bruce Betts, the Director of Projects for the Planetary Society, who joins me each and every week for What's Up. And that's our show. Thanks once again to Emily Lakdawalla, Bill Nye, the Science Guy, and our very special guest, Peter Mayer, who is going to play us out here in a moment. Thanks also to our terrific audience here in Pasadena. And to all of you who joined us around the world on the live webcast. I'm Matt Kaplan, hoping that you'll be back next week for our next celebration of science and the cosmos. Clear skies, everyone. Peter, please play us out. Thank you, everybody.
Planetary Radio is produced by the Planetary Society in Pasadena, California, and is made possible by a grant from the Kenneth T. and Eileen L. Norris Foundation and by the members of the Planetary Society. We thank Southern California Public Radio for hosting us in the Crawford Family Forum. We had production support from SCPR's Janet Watchke-Hurst, Jason Georges, David McKeever, and Jenny Smith. SCPR's Executive Coordinator of Community Events and the Crawford Family Forum is John Cohn. I'm Adrienne Kaplan.